Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, stupid world records, a pea shooter, and a farewell tour. It's coming up right after this.
If you want to turn your daddy parts orange, eat some Cheetos and watch some porn.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Here's Tom.
Keeping with the Sticks theme.
Love that song. I'm a big fan.
Stupid world record.
Don't bail on me now.
David Rush has broken his 250th Guinness World Record.
All right.
Woo!
Woo.
Whoa.
He's reclaimed the title by the furthest distance to blow a pee.
Blow a
pee. P-E-A, P-E-A, like a pea shooter.
Right.
You're right. Like a pea shooter.
Did you ever have a pea shooter,
what
Christian?
Did he blow it with? A pea shooter?
You know what? Pea shooter.
Is that a straw?
Yeah,
okay. It makes sense you wouldn't know what it is, considering you're not in the Little Rascals.
Yes.
Okay. I had a pea shooter.
I bet you did.
I'm sure
I
you
made
did.
It myself. My mom was upset because I took a fly swatter that had a just the perfect sized hollow plastic shaft.
Oh.
Took a saw and cut it off at both ends. Then sanded it down to get the rough edges off, and it made a great pea shooter.
Hmm.
What are those? You get navy beans? Is that what we would? I forget what we would use.
And I didn't have a pea shooter.
You'd put several in your mouth and then go. It was the best.
You know what they also used to do during the Depression? They would.
It's a great toy. You got to be careful you don't inhale and block your airway.
Did you also have one of those hoops with a stick? You'd push it down the street.
Oh, I bet that was
real fun for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, would you load in your mouth and shoot them at the Italian kids? This sounds like some super weird 50s stuff.
Mother, the Iceman is here. Stuff like that.
Pea shooter was great. Not going to really hurt anybody with it. Like with a BB gun, where, of course, you're going to put someone's eye out as the tail goes.
I have a blow dart gun, and these darts, I'll have to bring it in sometime. If I were to shoot you...
They do the job, right?
Yes. Yeah. It would go about 3 inches into your leg.
Sure.
Yeah. What?
Oh, it's crazy.
We have one over at the shack.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Those things are deadly.
Yeah. They really...
Why do you have one?
Because for especially difficult background singers? Is that...
Yeah.
Higher! Get off your ass!
You gotta get it right, bitch.
that's no fun.
Whoa. No, we don't shoot at the ladies. Just fun to have around. But anyway, so Mr. Rush has a pea shooter record. What's how far did he get it?
He broke the record 4 years ago as his 73rd Guinness World Records title when he got a pea to travel over 41 feet. His record has been beaten by someone who managed to blow a pea 52.83 feet while taking back the title.
David. I was with my brother in Germany once. We were sampling a lot of beers, and I had a pee that I think went 300 feet. Of course, we were on a bridge.
David took a single breath and expelled... what? Expelled it in several puffs to blow a pee 84.94 feet. I don't understand that sentence.
Yeah, there's some new regulation. There's a different way you can... You used to only blow one puff.
Oh, quite a controversy in the record-breaking arena. Well,
I don't quite how understand could
you,
how it
isn't the pee gone by the time you take the second puff? Why am I talking about this?
I don't know. I thought it was interesting. I've got to figure out the puff angle. I don't understand.
You're not just fine well, not
puff,
understanding?
Yeah.
One puff is gone.
I know that I have another record. My senior year in college, I had the record for blowing chunks following an unfortunate encounter with some obscure liqueur.
Oh, boy.
So
maybe every
Salisbury
day one of us should bring up a memory from our childhood and see how bored he gets.
Oh, Okay. What have you got?
I'd like the record to show I had nothing to do with that comment. I fully endorse it, but I had nothing to do with it.
Yesterday we discussed the fact that the first time you got married, you had two dogs in the...
I did.
And then what did you say when she said she had two dogs in the wedding ceremony? What did you say, Pat?
I said the bridesmaids, right?
That made her mad. Yeah, no, she had two Afghan hounds.
Yeah, I did.
What were their names?
Moonraker and Tiffany.
Oh, okay.
Moonraker.
Yeah, after the James Bond movie. I did not name that dog.
Well, at least you named it after the best James Bond movie.
Yeah,
you could have named your dog Octopussy. That would have been confusing. We call her Pussy for short. Yeah. Running the neighborhood in the front. Have you seen my pussy?
No.
Well, you call them
Raker.
You're saying that now?
You know, it's my dog, Octopussy.
Cats call pussycat puss all the time, right? There's probably a cat out there going nuts right now. Puss, puss, puss.
Octopus.
Do you call Grady that?
No, I don't. I don't. I call her Vagina Head.
That's what you call your cat. Your cat is named Gravy.
That was helpful. Okay.
There was no
comment. The guy who yelled pussy across the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't mean that. No, there was a... If you're naming kids, I mean...
Kids.
Cats.
Willie. Your name is all Willie. Pussy.
Yeah. He almost named my brother Oddjob.
Oddjob. You know something? I bet there's some poor kid out there named Oddjob. Some stoner thought, that'd be really cool, man. If you're naming your cat after James Bond movies... There was a James Bond movie with the subtle title Octopussy.
Yeah. Baffling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And typically when you name a pet, you often have a shortened name. For what are your dogs named right now, Christy?
Frankie and Leo. Moonraker hated his name so much he ran away.
Okay. Frankie and Leo. What do you call? Do you always call Frankie, or do you ever call him Frank?
We call Leo Bubby.
There you go. So, okay. There you go.
You're Bubby.
What
the hell are we watching?
Oh, we're shooting a pea, I think. Are we?
Oh, this is the pea shooter thing.
Oh, he's
this,
not even using a pea shooter.
This isn't the...
He's just... What?
He's get that moron off there.
Oh, he's a handsome fella. Is he just blowing it out of his mouth?
Oh, I thought he had a pea shooter.
No. Oh, no. Oh, he's not even doing
he's
that.
He's blowing it across the floor.
It's on the floor, everything. And he's blowing it.
I bet it wouldn't go quite so far.
This is ridiculous.
I thought it was a pea shooter.
I bet it wouldn't go quite so far as on a carpeting, right?
Good point.
Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Gentlemen, with I believe this is his first breakdown here because of the show. It's Josh Arnold. Josh, how are you feeling right now?
You know, I thank goodness.
This will help.
Hello, I promise this. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
I wish I had a blow dart gun. I'd use it on myself. My mom Phyllis wants to help me clean out her attic this week.
Ugh.
I swear to God, and I don't know if I ever mentioned it, but she's a certified hoarder.
Really?
So that's what I got to look forward to. Oh, she's got every G-string, Tom. She's worn it Xanadu's for the last 32 years.
Yikes.
And the moths have gotten the most of them. So it's hard to tell if they started out crotchless in a crouch or if they just modified by the critters in the closet.
Oh, jeez.
I swear to God. And I ain't sure what makes people hoard stuff anyways. I mean, sure, I got a 30-year collection of old Playboy magazines, but that's more of a 401k than anything else.
Sure, investment.
They're worth a lot of money. I don't know if I mentioned it, Christy, but our son Whippy found the Playboys.
Oh, boy.
Yep, he's pretty curious.
I bet. He's your
son. Let me put it this way. He asked more questions than that episode of Jeopardy when the category was Lady Parts Ken Jennings has never seen. Yeah, I gotta have all them Playboys because I consider it to be crypto now. Even made a spreadsheet about it. And the fact remains, Playboys are basically a rite of passage for a boy.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You know, Josh, I bet you 30 bucks you were into them early.
Yeah.
I remember me and my friends had stealing from our stepdads, look at it back in Scotty Winkler's treehouse, and it wasn't until years later we learned why the pages were always stuck together.
Mm.
I swear to God. My favorite was when they did the Girls of the Big Ten, remember?
Yeah.
Girls of the Big Ten or the cashiers of Walmart. Now, those chicks were attainable, you know? Sure, Miss September ain't never going to give me time of day, but Janet on Register 2 with the heavy hammer, sure, Mike.
Yeah.
Pretty good. The only addition I really didn't care for is when they had the women at Waffle House.
Yeah.
I know, it's hard to rub one out to a neck goiter that's been smothered and covered and chunked and capped. Well, I better run check under Whippy's bed while he's at school. I'm still missing the February 94 edition with Anna Nicole Smith on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at least my boy's got good taste.
Yeah. All right, don't tell the bad news.
Yeah.
Christy, you know what having your hash browns capped means?
Nope, I have no idea.
Any venture a guess at all?
Capped. Yeah, something on top of them, I would think.
Mushrooms.
Oh.
You add mushrooms
that's
to
them.
Okay.
Delicious.
Never thought about
I love
a
Waffle House. Didn't you eat at a Waffle House, Tom?
Oh, I love Waffle House.
I did.
Yeah.
In
Texarkana.
Texarkana.
Yeah. How was that? You like that?
Yeah. It was, I was hoping to get the pancakes. I didn't realize they didn't have any.
Well, should have gone to
IHOP. Yeah, you should have gone to IHOP instead of Waffle House.
I'd been driving all day. It was late at night. I just assumed the
that's
Waffle
right.
House
you're,
would have.
You're not a waffle guy.
Not particularly. They were fine. I just
did you have the hash browns? They're known for their hash browns.
Hash browns were excellent.
They started those pucks.
So good.
Yeah,
I'd been driving for 12 hours. I feel like some breakfast. And
good for you.
But I should have gone to IHOP. I guess if I wanted pancakes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should take the kids there this weekend to Waffle House instead of that trendy place where you wait in line for 8 hours.
Excuse me to bother you.
Show them the line. Show them the salt of the earth.
Show them reality.
Why not get take my puppy into that place?
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Oh, my God.
Now, that depends. Is it a Rottweiler or a Doberman?
Is that sports?
Yes.
I take it back. I had no idea that the P thing was a triple blow
but
on the
actually,
floor thing.
You know, last night on Monday Night Football, Eli and Peyton were from the basements, and former President Barack Obama joined the boys.
Oh, really?
Because he's a big Bears fan. Yeah.
And the Bears killed it.
And the Bears killed it.
Huh.
They had a very and Bill Burr was on there last night.
He's a big Patriots fan.
A sworn enemy of Peyton Manning because of the Patriots-Colts thing. But it went okay last night, I guess. So
okay.
There you go.
Well, Bill's great. Out on tour right now. Christy Lee is not on tour. She's right here.
But there is a farewell tour we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah? Who's giving it up?
McDonald's says the McRib is coming back for what they're calling a farewell tour.
What?
And announcing the good news, bad news. The fast food chain said the fan favorite sandwich will return to menus at participating restaurants starting on Halloween, October 31st. Though McDonald's said this will be the last chance to get the McRib, the company added, quote, "We're hoping this isn't a goodbye, but a see you later."
Yeah, I'm not buying this for
they
one
second. They did this before, didn't they?
I don't know.
This is, remember The Who? Didn't The Who release an album 30 years ago called The Farewell Tour? And they're playing the Hollywood Bowl, what is it, next Monday or Tuesday?
McDonald's is also launching a nostalgic McRib merch line.
Uh-huh.
It'll be available starting November 4th on GoldenArchesUnlimited.com.
Oh, okay.
So in the same press release, they said it's coming back, but it's the last time it's coming back. And they also said, we hope it's not goodbye, it's more of see you later.
Yeah.
So they're saying three different things.
Right.
Yes.
This is like isn't Kiss still on their farewell tour?
They are. Yeah.
Like year five?
Well, Cher did this too. Remember? She did a farewell tour. I went to it and then she came back. It's like, that's no farewell.
Grandma's here.
I'm happy to watch. I think what I really like, I like it bad. When these bands do the residencies.
Sure.
Yeah. They'll go to, Billy
Vegas.
Joel does one in New York where he's at Madison Square Garden all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the McRib should go to Vegas.
And just be there?
Yeah. Have a McDonald's in Vegas and the home of the McRibs. We're doing a residency.
I like
that. Really is a decent idea, having a McDonald's somewhere that's year-round McRibs.
Make it a destination McRib.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
You don't care for this.
Clever marketing. I like the McRib. Don't get me wrong, but I ain't flying to Vegas for it.
But there are people who, when they're there, go, hey, by the way, if you go to so-and-so, we can get the McRib. It's having a residence. I should mail this idea to McDonald's.
You should.
Well, they've already stolen
it. I say, why can't McDonald's, and I know they did this earlier in California, you can get all the menu items all the time. 24-hour McDonald's.
Yeah, they did
that. Why can't they do that?
And they did it during COVID, too, right?
They probably have done some research, and it doesn't make sense for them. But
for a while, they did have breakfast 20. It was pretty terrific.
Yes. Yeah, they did for a while.
I see. We're going to have a real conversation about
No, you're giving
me real stuff over there.
I want the farewell tour T-shirt.
Right now, McDonald's is doing the throwback Happy Meal Halloween buckets. Which I loved as a kid, and so I've been going. But here's the problem. I'm fine with ordering just a Happy Meal. I've gotten four witch buckets. I can't get the ghost and the pumpkin.
Can't you ask for it when you're in the...
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to go, can I please get the ghost or the pumpkin? It seems like
just ask him.
I'm not a big fan of this term, but it seems like a Karen-esque move to...
Do you want to borrow my little sister's? That way your odds are better and you look less weird ordering three buckets at one time.
Oh, these are cute.
I may look less weird, but I sound more weird when I say, may I borrow your little sister's?
Yeah. I could get you them. I could buy you the buckets on Etsy if you'd like.
Well, don't they have adult Happy Meals now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And those toys are becoming, like, priceless.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of toys are they?
There's a Grimace and there's a Mayor McCheese and then there's...
Oh, so they're not like things adults, it's not like a...
No, but they're like 6-inch tall figurines or something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Do you remember the controversy? Was it Burger King that had the black buns for Halloween?
That's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Monster weapon.
And, and there was a systematic...
Why don't they do that again this year? Where is that?
Green dumps.
Yeah, that's the subtle. Yeah, there was whatever the dye that was used, the food coloring, it wasn't toxic or anything, but it did cause sort of like electric green defecant. And they had to issue a press release. Man, do you remember this?
Now that is a great band name.
That's a wonderful
Electric Green Defecant.
Welcome. They opened for Wilco about 3 years
ago. Ace, wasn't your nickname at Spearmint Rhino Black Buns?
Hi, Black Buns.
Oh, it's Black Buns is here. The place goes wild.
No, it was Cocoa Buffs.
That sounds almost real. Said that, was Cocoa Buffs really a...
Well, Cocoa Butt was the famous wrestling move.
Yeah. By Bobo Brazil.
By Bobo Brazil, the Cocoa Butt.
Yeah.
Really? Bobo made a very good living. Bobo no hobo.
Yeah.
He was no hobo. No,
lots
no.
and lots of money.
No. I met him.
Yeah.
I met the great Bobo Brazil.
He didn't do anything. Outside the ring, he was very, very, he took his time. Bobo
was
slow.
He was a slow-mo. Sandwich dealer.
Bobo slow.
He stole your sandwich,
Bobo,
right, Christy? Yeah.
Bobo, one time I met you, you were surrounded by just a harem of women. You sure like the ladies, don't you?
Bobo, no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that wasn't worth it.
That wasn't worth coming off the air forever, was it?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.